All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. All right, welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm in another setting here with Mark Delatour, a good friend of mine. Man, it's been awesome with you the last couple days doing some video marketing out here in Kansas City. Actually, this is Blue Springs, Missouri.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Kansas City, Blue Springs, Missouri, Kansas City market. And so, Mark, I'm going to let you kind of talk about the business. So tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got into real estate, what you do now currently, what the business model is, and then we'll dive into, you know, the video marketing that we've been
doing. Sure, that's a lot to unpack. But yeah, I'm a full turnkey real estate investor. So we have a boutique real estate investment firm that helps doctors and dentists and lawyers and non-real estate people invest in real estate completely hands-free. So we go out and in the same way that most flippers do, we buy distressed, we remodel the house, but then we get it rented out. And then after it's a beautiful remodel and it's a fully rented out cash flowing asset, then and only then do we sell that to the end user investor. And then we retain the property management. So we're kind of growing this pool of rental properties. And then at the same time, we're kind of flipping because we're selling all the assets. But really, we're just trying to help people invest in real estate with the ease, the same ease that you could buy stocks in the stock market. Try to help them do the same thing with real estate.
So tell us, so you wrote a book. Do you have one on your desk anywhere? I don't see one, but like on the video, we'll flash it on the screen here. So you wrote a book directed specifically to investors, which I think is genius. And here's the thing too. So we'll talk about this a little bit, but Mark has a podcast and has written a book and puts a good amount of content out there, but he's not in this to be an influencer. He's not in this to be like a real estate coach or anything. Like, he's treating these content mediums as lead generation and marketing is all it is.
And education, right? At the end of the day, I feel like I need to educate my audience because at the end of the day, my sale becomes easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because the typical conversation would be a doctor who's calls me, hey, Mark, I've watched you online and love your stuff. I believe in your model. I've read your book. I believe in the concepts. I have $1 million. You know, can I buy real estate with you? Yeah. And that's a call that we have, you know, pretty much weekly. So the Mistake-Free Real Estate is the name of the book. And our podcast is the Mistake-Free Real Estate Podcast. Yeah. Very much tongue in cheek. I mean, you know, with the name of the book being Mistake-Free Real Estate, the idea was that, hey, look, I've been in the business for 20 years. I've flipped over 1,500 homes. You know, I've made all the mistakes in real estate so that others don't have to.
Yeah.
And my target audience is not active investors. It's passive investors. So we're looking for people that want to invest in real estate, but they don't have the time, the knowledge. They got the cash to do it, but they don't have the time or knowledge or experience or the know-how or the collaborating partnerships that would go along with it to get it all done. So we kind of take all of that off the table for them and say, look, at the end of the day, if you have some cash and you want to invest in real estate, here's some that you can buy. And we buy all throughout the Midwest now. So we're in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, moving into Nebraska, and we're in Alabama. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those pieces that you put out, like every single time you put out a podcast, the book that you have, those are all marketing assets for you is what they are. And I think a lot of people miss out on that. They think, you know, if I'm starting a podcast, you know, I think of, you know, we're on the CG Group live right now. And I think of, I was telling you about Brett Snodgrass and Brian Snyder. And these guys started a podcast specifically to Indianapolis wholesalers, basically teaching them, it's education. teaching them how to bring them good deals. And I think if you're listening on the podcast, we actually did an episode with Brian a couple episodes ago talking about why he does that podcast in the first place. So let's talk about like why I'm here in your office today. Like this is not, I don't want to turn this into any kind of like a testimonial for me or anything. I literally want you to talk about why you brought me in, the value of the video marketing that we're doing, and then talk about a little bit about like, you know, it's not just for acquisitions. We also did some for the investing side and whatnot.
Yeah, so our business is such that we really, we're a big organization, as you can see from all the people you've been in contact with this week. But we really have four sectors of the business. And it's acquisition, which means, you know, we're doing TV commercials. We're doing drip campaigns to seller direct marketing channels. We're doing billboards and Facebook ads and all that kind of stuff. But then we also have a construction company and we're dealing with contractors and always trying to onboard new contractors. We have a property management company with 600 rentals and many employees. I think we're somewhere around, you know, 11 or 12 employees in that company. We're always trying to attract talent. One of the things that Chris and I, my COO, have been talking about is the fact that, you know, digital media, videos are becoming a great way to do content marketing. No one's reading emails. In fact, we transitioned to BombBomb about 2 years ago.
I think that's great. You did that.
Yeah, a lot of my content that went out to my investors was, you know, we just have that little 2 second GIF at the front of the email. They're kind of like, oh, wait, what is that? And everyone's like, man, that's so cool. How do I do that? but a lot of people will open up. We get much better, you know, read through from our emails when I do a BombBomb video, which is the video message in email format. So when we saw that transition, we knew that content marketing was something that we wanted to do. In fact, we even had the investment last year. We brought on Lindsay, our in-house marketing gal, and she's done wonders.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's been great to partner with you through this. But when we're talking about doing it, it's just such a heavy lift for someone that's never done that before. So she's really taken the reins and worked with you directly. But we wanted to reach out to a professional that could really script it and just make it look sharp. You don't just want to create a video and send it out. You have to make it look polished with the header on the top, the header on the bottom, the animations, the titles, scripting it, putting the skin around it, and just doing all of that. And again, I'm a big believer, and you've kind of heard this all throughout my messaging this week. I'm a big believer in collaboration over competition, meaning that you don't need to try and do something better than someone else. You need to collaborate with that person to try and, you know, partner with them and say, look, you're good at what you do. Let's work together and create a great outcome.
Yeah.
And so that's really why we brought you into the fold, was we saw great benefit in reaching out to our tenant base. We're going to use videos now at every stage. When the tenant gets onboarded, they'll have a video of, you know, how do you open the lockbox? Or, you know, hey, you've applied, what are the next steps? Or a welcome video. You know, it's all going to be video-based stuff. And then it was, we even did contractors, like trying to attract contractor. If you're a contractor in the Kansas City area, you need to listen to this message. And just telling them about the trials and tribulations of, you know, getting outbid on a project, or, you know, doing an estimate and then running over budget, or, you know, going out and bidding a job and then not getting the job, or chasing down someone for money. When they work with us, they get, you know, their fixed pricing that they can just get and just rinse, repeat. They just go job, 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 job without having to bid. They just go next job, next job, next job. There's great synergies. And we just need to do a better job of getting our message out there.
Incredible.
I think video is a great way to do that.
And something you didn't mention that we did also yesterday, because we had a little bit of time left over, was videos to wholesalers and realtors, which I think is going to be a pretty big deal. You want to talk about that real quick too?
Sure. On the acquisition side.
You did it specific to the markets too. So let's talk about that. Hit on that.
Hitting like five different videos for each one. Yeah, every single funnel. I think the what I'm getting out of the CG group these days is the fact that you can't just be focused on one channel. You know, we're very committed to the wholesaler channel, knowing that other wholesalers can bring us deals, educating them about why we would be a good person to work with as far as driving value to them. So we had kind of the five main pain points of a wholesaler, of where their deal could go south, or they could lose some money, or why they would want to part with a bigger player such as ourselves. Because there's a misconception out there that the small wholesalers wouldn't want to work with a big buyer, you know, that's buying 300 houses like we are. And so you overcome those objections in the video, you immediately give them a call to action, you send them to a page that welcomes them. We've even got t-shirts that say, I heart wholesalers, and we've got, you know, because we last year we paid out over $1 million of wholesale fees, right?
Wow.
Now, some of you will say, oh, you should just be doing direct to seller yourself, and well, that's fine, but the wholesale fees we paid out was just in place of all of the marketing that they're doing that they would have, that we'd have.
Yeah, but I think also something to think about is the way your business is, like, you're a turnkey provider. So if you can focus on taking care of the investors and deals are just coming your way, especially the way the market is today, like, don't put all of your effort into acquisitions. Like, the operations is more 100%. What you need to focus on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you've got to, you know, we have an acquisitions division, and obviously that's one channel is going after wholesalers. We did five videos for all our five different markets that we're currently in for a realtor channel, approaching realtors, because they have different pain points. They are now looking at, you know, the biggest thing is, if you go in with a contingent contract right now in this hot seller's market, they're getting their offer kicked out immediately. So if they have a house that's a really tough sell, having to hit the easy button, call us, and get that house already under contract and sold will help them turn around and service their clients better. So it's the messaging that surrounds it. Hard to get that through in an email.
Yeah.
But if you can just hit those points on a video in an office where the bullpen activity behind us, and again, that's where your expertise comes in of scripting it, how that message should be, and videoing it in the right way and providing a really nice video element to it. I think the results, I think, will speak for themselves.
Absolutely. And those flip charts that we took notes on, I bet we could sell those to the CG guys and monetize, make some money off of that too.
Well, that's the other great thing. You know, someone who might not be comfortable in front of the camera, as some of my staff were not, the great thing with video and the way that Josh is doing it, you can do it just piece by piece. So we'll put the five main bullet points, and rather than having to remember five bullet points and eloquently go down, we'd put the five bullet points up there, and Josh made it really easy by just saying, okay, focus on this bullet point and pain pressure point first, and then do it, and then smile and just kind of pause. Then, okay, now you're going to say this, and you go to the next bullet point. The video, creating the video content for us was easy, you know. I think now you're gonna have to go
the heavy lifting.
The heavy lifting's on the back end, but as far as the lift for us was just sacrificing a couple of days where the entire team was committed to, hey, Josh is here, drop everything you're doing, let's go, drive that that bus and make sure we get all of the B-roll and the footage and the scripts, you know, put well on camera.
There's a lot of work that went up front, and Lindsay did a fantastic job. Which there's two things I want to hit on there. So like, the first thing you mentioned was a lot of people skim over this. They don't do video because they're afraid to be on camera, or they just don't know what to talk about. I agree that I think a lot of the upfront work is what will alleviate that when you actually do record videos. And for those listening, like, if you're not gonna, like, I'm not gonna visit everybody that, you know, asked me to come out, right? So like, you guys were definitely somebody I would want to work with, so I came out here with you. But everybody that reaches out to me, I'm not gonna come shoot videos, but I still want you to shoot videos. And like he said, just getting it all out. Like, this is what I preach all the time in the content I put out, is just get everything out and then worry about it later. Like, just literally spit everything out you can, and then video editor such as ourselves, we can go in and stitch everything in together later.
Yeah, that's the best part of using a professional video editor is that you can pause, you can smile, you can take your time and run through it. And just, I think the great thing that Lindsay did is she spent time weeks in advance. Well, because we actually got snowed in. So this was actually done about a month ago, right? Because weeks in advance.
Yeah, you know?
This is the second time we tried to get Josh here. Last time we got stifled by a snowstorm. We actually got some nice weather today. But, you know, the idea was we would go through and literally bullet point out every single item that we're going to talk about, so at least we had the guts of it.
And not scripting. Like, we definitely don't want scripted, because if you script it, it's going to sound robotic. People are going to read off of it. Bullet points are the best thing to do.
But the bullet point, the best thing advice I could give is bullet point, and then just say, even the intro. My name is Mark Delatro. I'm the CEO of SBD Housing Solutions and the author of Mistake-Free Real Estate. Pause. I can say anything after that, and he's got that little sound bite right there, and then I can pause and focus on the next thing, and then boom, you just go. So I'm hoping you'll make me look
really good. My team will go out there and snip that dead space out for sure. I think, and that's a big hurdle that I come across with a lot of people when I'm going to shoot videos with them, is they're like, they're worried about how they're going to be on camera. I'm like, just literally spit it all out as much as you can, and then we'll go in and do all the post-production, the heavy lifting type stuff. Something I want to backtrack and go back around to Lindsay, because I think you guys did a really good job with bringing her on the team and delegating, allowing her to take her roles. And she's done an incredible job from what I've seen. And I think a lot of people think, you know, a marketing director, you said collaboration. And I think a lot of people think when they bring a marketing director on their team, and actually we even had this conversation on a CG call, I think it was maybe a month ago, Scott Myers and then who was it? Lee Arnold. We were all talking about this with Jason and whatnot. And we're talking about a marketing director, like, should you have somebody in-house or delegate everything, outsource it? And my recommendation is always have one marketing director. And they're almost more of a marketing integrator.
Yes.
In-house, and then allow them to delegate these pieces, because you're never going to find a marketing person that knows every single thing about marketing. They're not always going to know web design. They're not always going to know video editing. And I think you guys did a really smart move of putting her in that role and then allowing her to delegate things out. In the marketing role, and she was actually showing me a mail piece that you guys just sent out. I'm not gonna uncover what that is, but it's genius, and according to her, it's generating some good leads. But I think that's good on you guys for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. It's you know, I'm just at the stage of my career. You know, as you grow and scale, you're in different situations. You know, as a young entrepreneur, I was wearing every hat, right? As you grow and scale, and you start, you know, really attracting talent and being able to afford to attract the right talent. Yeah. You know, for the while, I would also say one of the mistakes that I've made, again, mistake-free real estate. this is one of the biggest mistakes I made was when I was trying to get bigger, I hired cheap I kind of set myself a budget, let's say call it $40,000, and then tried to get just the best person for that amount of money. Versus trying to find the best person for that role, knowing that whatever it took to get that person is what I should pay, because they would drive so much more value. So it's just kind of, it's a mindset
makes
shift.
Sense.
And you've got to concentrate on hiring talent, and Lindsay's a good example of that.
Absolutely. So I'm curious what your plans are ongoing for marketing, from video marketing perspective. Are you guys, you're going to continue to, I would hope you guys are going to continue to push stuff out. A lot of these videos are going to be used for lead follow-up and what you're using for. So talk to us about, and we'll wrap it up with this because we're running out of time here, but talk to us a little bit about how you're actually getting to use these videos. So we've talked about, we're shooting the videos, what preparation was. Now what are you doing with them? Or, you know, we mentioned follow-up and putting them on websites and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Kind of all of the above, right? So on the acquisition side specifically, you know, we really believe that our acquisitions agents will do better in the living room if we're prepping the sellers for what's going to happen when this person arrives. If we leave and we know that it was a divorce situation, if they get a divorce specific email with a video content going back to them, commiserating or at least empathizing with their situation and giving them options to solve that problem, that's not generic. It's not like, hey, if you inherited this house, it's like, no, I didn't inherit the house. My husband just left me. The more specific you get, it's the devil is in the details.
Yes.
And it's about committing to that channel. If you're going to do the video content marketing, Lindsay's already said, like, yeah, Josh is coming back in July, you know, better time to visit Kansas City. No, the idea is you have to be committed to just always putting out relevant content. And so the commitment for us is knowing that as we grow and scale, our messaging may be different. But there is a commitment to just making sure that however we can use, whenever we're thinking of messaging to our client, it's going to be video content that moves us forward.
And a big rebuttal I get from a lot of investors is like, if I send it to my sellers, the people that, you know, the leads that I'm working, they're not going to watch the video. Like, yeah, but that's just another follow-up touch. It's not necessarily, yes, you want them to watch the video and see the relevant content in there, but it's a follow-up touch that you're able to leverage without having to text them
the time. Our COO talks all the time about getting to the 8 touches as quickly as possible because it's the 8 touches that get you to contract. And so if you can be at number 5 before you even get in the living room, much stronger.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just seen as professional. And again, that's just our take on. We want to be seen as the experienced, you know, doing 20 years, professional, holding ourselves to a higher standard, house buyers. And so we're professional, experienced house buyers. You know, we're not wholesalers. We don't, you know, care to compete with wholesalers. They can go do their own thing. That's fine. That's not us and not our business model. We take down every single deal that we do, but we're pros. I mean, everyone will be professionally dressed, professionally spoken with an iPad in their hand. All of our content is right there, or they can show pictures of the house. I mean, it's just taking it to another level. Even the contractors we work with, you know, when we're trying to attract contractors, you know, we will pay more to get a more quality contractor because we believe that, you know, getting it done right the first time saves us so much money on the back end.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point you bring up, because even like we threw Chris Johns into the fire with, you know, we put him up first to do the videos. He struggled a little bit, but he was too hard on himself. He did a really good job, and then he got like this massive momentum, and he was just crushing them. So he did a good job, and he was doing all the acquisitions videos. But something you guys did really well was a lot of the bullet points that we talked about earlier that you were writing down were all hitting pain points of somebody specific. So you mentioned in the acquisitions videos, you were wanting to have them a little bit more professionally polished and clean, and you know, the branding's gonna look nice and clean on there. Whereas a lot of wholesalers, they'll take the approach of the more mom and pop style, you know, the yellow postcards with maybe a caveman on it and stuff like that, like a little bit more raw. And that works for wholesalers, let me just be clear. But you guys are not wholesalers. You're approaching it from a different angle.
Yep.
And so you're able to hit those pain points that they're dealing with wholesalers where, I mean, we even talked about a lot of wholesalers are starting to have like little clauses in there about assignments and basically saying they can come back and renegotiate and stuff like that. And you know, the video marketing we're putting out there is gonna, you know, tell sellers, you don't have to worry about that stuff with us.
For sure.
And put it out there. So.
No, it's valuable stuff, and we're committed to that. I mean, you've gotta be, you know, when you're making the commitment, don't think of it as a one-time expense. It yeah. should be something you're committing to. So if you're ready to move forward, it should be something that you're committed to moving forward and that you understand and can appreciate the benefit that the videos will drive value. But I think for my, you know, again, as the CEO of the company, the reason I'm pushing this on my employees to bring Josh in and get this done is that I believe that it will gain clarity in our message. Mm. That's our message to our investors. Because again, we didn't even talk about that on the sales side of our company. You know, I created a ton of content to go out to our investor database when we're onboarding them.
Yep.
You know, the more you elevate yourself, the more you create clarity. I say that clarity is polarizing. It equally repels those you don't want to work with, as well as attracting those that you do want to work with. So again, if we just are clear, we know who we are and what we want to be. Mm-hmm. So now that we know that, that's the hard part. Yeah. The easy part now is just trumpeting that from the rooftops. If someone sees our message and says, he's ridiculous, that's fine. I don't want to waste my time with someone that doesn't want to deal with us. Yeah. So if someone sees the message, there may be realtors out there that don't even know we exist. They may think they have to, you know, that they have no exit strategy for someone that has an ugly house. We want to be those people that say, hey, if there's a distressed house or a challenging house and you're a real estate agent, they know they can call us and get their problem solved.
Yeah, that's a great point, because like the more relevant, I always tell people, the more relevant you are on your content, yes, you're going to be, you know, the more specific, like you said, the details, the more detailed you are in the content you put out, the marketing you put out, the messaging, everything that encompasses that about who you want to attract, it's going to repel and attract, right? So it's definitely repelling people that don't want to have anything to do with you, right? And then it's attracting people that you want to work with because you're putting the messaging out there about what you're doing. I think that's a good thought too.
That would be one takeaway that I would say, anyone who's thinking of working with Josh or someone like Josh, if you don't know who you are yet, you're not at that stage of your business where you're committed to, you know, if you have clarity of purpose, you know exactly the vision of who you are and what you want to become, bringing you in, it would almost create confusion, because you're going to be like, okay, what do you want to shoot? I don't know, man. Josh, you tell me. It's like, no, dude, I'm the video. I can wrap it and make it sound. You've got to deliver your message. And so if you don't have your messaging on point, that would be a mistake.
Yeah, and you guys were clear and consistent all the way from acquisitions all the way to you doing videos to the investors. I mean, it was clear cut all the way through, I think.
Well, so. And core values. For those of you that haven't taken time to establish your core values, our core values are professionalism, quality. We've already mentioned those today.
Yep.
Accountability and communication. So, you know, we want to be, you know, clear and accurate in our communication about how we are professional and we, you know, have high quality.
And then the videos, if somebody watches it and hears everything that you're saying, all the problems you could solve, now you're being held accountable, because then they go back to the video and say, You said this in the video.
You said you could do this. Solve my problems.
You better make sure that you got your messaging in alignment. So, man, this has been fun. I appreciate you jumping on here. I wish we had a lot more time, but we got to go shoot some more videos here in about 15 minutes.
Thanks, brother.
It's been good, man. If somebody wanted to reach out to you, learn more about what you got going on, connect in some way, shape, or form, whether that's the podcast, if it's Facebook, email, phone, whatever you want to give out, what's the best way to do that?
I think if you jump onto mistakefreerealestate.com, again, mistakefreerealestate.com is our main portal for just people that want to learn a little bit more about who we are and what we do. Our parent company, SBD Housing, is more tenant-focused. But yeah, reach out to us. Let us know if there's anything I can do. I'm, you know, good friends with Jason Medley, and he's taught me right from the get-going. You know, you give and give and give, and the scales of receiving will tip in your favor. So if there's anything I can do for anyone out there, I'm happy to give and educate and help people grow.
Absolutely. Great domain, by the way. I didn't know you guys had that domain. I know you had the book and everything, but I didn't know you had the domain. So mistakefreerealestate.com, we'll have that linked below. We're going to wrap this up for the podcast. So thank you guys so much for joining us and listening or watching today. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. Now's the time to head over to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review with your feedback. And then if you haven't already, make sure you have pre-ordered or ordered when it's going to come out soon. We're almost here, but the REI Marketing Book, reimarketingbook.com is where you can go get that. $4.95, you're just paying shipping and handling, and it's a free book. Yes, it is a book funnel, so, you know, take that for what it's worth. But thank you guys for watching, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.